Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
You folks are so fortunate today to learn about what vision means in early reading and early success in life. And I'm so honored to have Merle Cohn, who has done almost everything in education, started 40 years ago as a kindergarten teacher and got multiple degrees, eventually a doctorate, and realized the importance of pre-reading skills as a predictor of school success. And she's with us today just to share in a conversation of what do you know for your kids? How are you going to tell what you can do for your own kids? And what do you expect of teachers to pick up? So good morning, Merle. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what you've discovered?
Oh, okay, absolutely. You are correct in saying that I was an educator for 40 years, 35 of those years as a reading specialist, 5 years as a kindergarten teacher, although at Temple University I got my degree in early childhood, not specifically kindergarten. That was the job that was offered. That was the job I took. Very shortly after becoming a kindergarten teacher, I realized two things. One was that vision is the key. There's all kinds of literacy programs out there. There's all kinds of things that kids hear in order to be able to get them that pre-readiness skill, the sound of language and rhyming and listening comprehension. But I suddenly realized, which makes so much obvious sense, if they can't see, even though they have all that background, it's going to appear that they have a learning problem when in 80% of the cases that I personally experienced, it was a visual problem that was leading to them appearing as if they had a learning disability. Later, when I went on to become a reading specialist, realizing if you can't read, you can't do anything else, part of my job was to test every child that came into my school new to place them, but also from the kids that were in my school, if a teacher was saying that a child was having some difficulty not being able to maintain the reading level, it was then my job to test them. But getting back to your first question, vision is so essential. If you can't see, you can't do anything. You can't, alphabetic principle, alphabetic knowledge, sound symbol. People would come to me and say, these kids don't know the different sounds that go with the different letters. No, they can't see the difference between the letters. So asking them to associate a sound to a symbol, if you can't see the symbol, is very difficult. We did a test where children had to take 3 different letters and make a nonsense word. Let's say it was B-O-P. And we needed to see if they could sound that out. Book, up, bop. Great. If you can't see that B has the tail going up and the P has the tail going down, it could turn out to be pub. Looks like he can't read. What often happened was he could not see. Parents don't realize this as much. Parents need to do all that background work. They need to do all the reading to their kids and asking them questions. The kind of visual skills that I'm talking about should be very obvious to an early childhood teacher, should be very obvious to a kindergarten teacher. And then these difficulties become larger the later the child is in school. When they were sent to me for testing, oftentimes I would look at a child and I'd put a list of words in front of them or a passage to read, and their eyes would be turning inward or outward. They would be squinting. They would be rubbing their eyes. They would be turning the paper. It was bizarre. Some kids turned the paper upside down. Some kids turned the paper to the side. These are the kind of things that parents can notice when their young children are even just sitting on your lap reading, and you say, what is the picture? Where's the mouse? Where's the car? Look at the way that they're looking at the book. Many times children would avoid close work. They would wiggle and squirm, and it would look like they weren't interested. They can't say it. They were very interested. Getting tired very quickly while they're reading or trying to do their homework in the early grades, parents just say they don't want to learn. They're not ready. Oftentimes that fatigue was due to the fact that they were trying to focus so on the printed word that they were unable to maintain the stamina that they need in order to get the reading task accomplished.
Wow. You know, I've written three children's books, the first of which is Lumi's Book of Eyes. And I state that children should have an eye exam by age 5 before entering school just to pick this up. So I noticed when we had conversations earlier, you said that routine screening may be too little too late. Feeling was they should have a complete eye exam.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what happens with the routine screening, and I'm not putting it down, I think it's great that districts do that. They really only pick the most obvious things up. I could pick that up just looking at a child. I don't need to give them a routine screening. And oftentimes, even those obvious things are missed. They really are. It's so important that the child be given a complete eye exam so that they can look for the things that the screening is not going to pick up. Children need to be able to track. They need to be able to follow. Their eyes need to focus across a line. If a child is reading and they're skipping lines and skipping spaces, and then you ask them comprehension questions, of course they don't understand. That assumes that they can differentiate between the letters. Let's go one step further. They can, but their eyes aren't working together. So you've got your visual acuity, and it doesn't always get picked up. That's the ability to see close and also the ability to look at a board and then transfer what you see onto a piece of paper. Again, the eye tracking, the eye teaming, the ability to coordinate and use both eyes. You know, I'm talking from an educator's point of view, but I had a daughter who was an athlete. Watching her, I realized how important eye-hand coordination is, not only in sports, which is where I only thought about eye-hand coordination, hit that ball. But being able to take what you see and put it down on a piece of paper, the eyes are what helps you do that. It's not necessarily just the physical and the motor. Those things are not picked up on screening. And when we did screen kids in my school, I was always so frustrated because if there was a notice that came back and said they didn't pass the screening, that was sent home to the parents. Many times, we never heard word one back again. Because I was a reading specialist and I picked up on a lot of this, not the screening, I would then follow up with the parent and say, you got this note. You've got to take your child to the eye doctor. Many problems. One, they don't have an eye doctor. They don't have the means to pay for an eye doctor. They don't have a way to get the child to the eye doctor. So we would get our social worker involved in this. It was so difficult. Often once we would get the social worker to get a card, a Medicare card, they still wouldn't follow up with the glasses. That's why that other program that you talk so often about is so amazing to me. I think it's what is needed because they will do the screening, then they will do a complete eye exam.
And not only that, it's called Vision to Learn. And they will back the bus up to the school. They will already have the parents' approval, the superintendent's approval, the school nurse,
right,
the teachers, and
absolutely,
they get the glasses all measured right there, and it's free.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we would have less children diagnosed with learning problems. We would have less children being placed in special ed if this was taken care of early on. Because the longer you wait, some of these vision problems do become learning problems. So to me, when I hear that program, I wish that that was at my school, in my school district.
Well, we're very lucky in Delaware. And later on in another podcast today, I have Dr. Stephen Godowski, who's the Secretary of Education. And I'm going to ask him what he has seen from this program, because obviously it jumpstarts kids into the whole program.
Absolutely. The earlier, the better.
Well, we're so lucky to have people like you, Merle, who have done it, seen it, and now you're broadcasting it. I have a summer student who is going to be a doctor who would love to follow up on this and may write an article with you if you're interested.
That would be great.
So we hope to do this again. I just want to tell folks, I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Think of your children, think of yourself. Intelligence may be based more than what you're given at birth. Stay well, see well, and be well.